Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy those on us. You know, I just realized, Mark, I don't know how long it's been like this, but my internet messaging capabilities are not fully connected. I don't know if you can see GCN over where you are, but I'm having some trouble. So for all I know, we've got calls on hold, but I don't even know about them. So we'll try to remedy that during the next break and see if we can iron out these technical difficulties. If you're holding and we don't know it, we will get with you at some point. Anyway, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, Gardner, you've got a story, I guess, yeah, about how the government is trying to stop people from talking bad about the economy.
Stop talking smack on that economy, man.
Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more about how that's working. And so we are going to check in with that particular story. Plus, we might talk a little bit about legalizing drunk driving if we get a chance. But, Mark, you're saying we do have calls on the line.
Yep, there's Bill in Oklahoma.
Let's go and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing
this
evening?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two things, and I'll make them both brief. In the last segment, you were talking about technologies that we are using to circumvent the ban on BitTorrent. And you are partially correct. We are using encryption technology to encrypt the files so that there's no way of knowing exactly what type of file format we're distributing amongst each other.
Now,
but more importantly,
Bill,
than that,
Bill, we had said that apparently some hackers have figured out how to do this. Are you calling on behalf of the hackers?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay.
The second part to that is we are able to do what's called port forwarding. Basically, what that entails in layman's terms is if BitTorrent is set to send and receive traffic on a set port, we can, in some cases, it depends on the software, we can move that port over so that we can mimic other types of traffic. For instance, we can make it look like that traffic that's coming and going from the individual servers looks like web browsing traffic.
Mm-hmm. So it's cloaked. It looks like other normal internet traffic when in fact it is BitTorrent. And I was actually looking at the internet or the Free Talk Live amped only chat room during the news break, and one of our chatters said that he's been using BitTorrent over Comcast connections for a long time, and he's never had any trouble. So apparently this new regulation or whatever that Comcast tried to put on its users didn't even have didn't even affect them. Like, they didn't even notice it. The BitTorrent people were so on top of things as far as maybe coming out with updated software that protects their users, it didn't really even become an issue beyond just being a news item about how they are supposedly limiting the traffic. But in reality, they've already worked around it, so this is all a non-issue. So once again, the FCC as a government agency jumping up, kind of running in front of a parade in order to make itself sound like it's doing something. Of course, you're talking about a story we discussed last hour where the FCC has sanctioned Comcast for restricting traffic over its network, and as you pointed out, Gardner, this is the opening salvo of the coming world of regulating the internet that the federal government wants to do so badly.
Yeah, and it's coming because they're going to regulate the companies, but the assumption is going to be, of course, if they can regulate the companies, then they can regulate what you say, because the assumption is that they can regulate the companies because the government has the power. They go over state borders.
And if they can, if a company can't limit free speech in its workplace or, in doing its business, then, because the freedom of speech in this country is a limit on the government. The government can't limit your free speech. You can't come to work at my company and then decide you're going to say whatever you want to say. I've got choices there. But actually the government would probably get involved if they were saying, depending on what they said. Mm-hmm. But, it shouldn't be. I should be able to limit, it's certainly on, company time and, as far as I'm concerned, off company time too, what employees say, because I am in a deal with them. I've negotiated a deal and because they're an employee, they can leave anytime they want from whatever I say.
And, I got to say, Mark, this brings to mind, after the Supreme Court decision recently in the Heller case in Washington, D.C., the gun case.
Mm-hmm.
All the conservatives were applauding. In a similar way, I think the really tricky government bureaucrats and statists have been doing things to make people applaud them at first to say, oh, great, you're supporting our rights and so on and so forth. And this is a great example. Since we're talking about rights, I just want to bring this up briefly, guys, which is this. If you look at Scalia's majority decision in the Heller case, Scalia spent 66 pages defending the individual right to keep and bear arms on a historical level, when he could have done it in a paragraph on logical level, saying that, look, it's not a collective right because rights are inherently individual. Collectives can be always reduced down to the individuals therein, so therefore the collectives can't have rights. Done. I'm done. But instead he went through this historic thing, and that's nice. There's a lot of historical stuff. It's very valid. Fine. Then at the end, after spending all this time defending the individual or trying to prove that it's an individual right, he says, but of course rights can be limited. So hence you get all these people now with free speech. He says, you know, it's the same sort of thing as, well, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater.
Oh, geez.
You know, that's
that
sort of
one?
Nonsense. Well, that's the implication.
No.
And people talking about his decision to bring that up.
That one is such a cliche.
Right.
Bill, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you calling in there to remind us that the technology geeks out there are on the ball, and they're doing what it takes to ensure that files continue to transfer the internet.
But yeah, that was an exploit. Think about this one. It was about a year ago that Newt Gingrich, when he was invited up for the First Amendment Award in New Hampshire, came out and said, you know, we might have to reassess this First Amendment thing in
limits.
The light of terrorism. Yes.
Well, I think people do want to talk about the shouting fire in a crowded theater.
Well, it's a cliche
issue. Because
it's private property.
Exactly.
They always bring that one up as though that is what it is that justifies limiting free speech.
Right. So let's look at that specifically. In that the First Amendment, guaranteeing the right to free speech, is a limit on the government.
Right.
It's not a limit on what, you know, two people do in their, you know, their free activities. So I own a theater. A guy, you know, comes into my theater, shouts fire, and
I don't care what they're shouting.
Right.
In my
so
theater.
If they're yelling and I don't like what they're shouting, then I can kick them out.
You can
Excuse
have a
me,
policy
sir.
About disruption.
Excuse me, you're just weird. Nobody sees a fire. Get out.
Yeah.
But let's assume that he the worst, and that you know, what people are concerned with is that he creates a stampede. People get up. There's people injured. All kinds of things like that. I think that a court or say an arbitration organization, somebody, a judge, a jury, somebody could figure out, well, look, this guy took an action that either malicious or just simply, mistaken, that resulted in people being hurt. Now, if he was mistaken, I think that there would be a mitigation to the to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was just being a jerk, I think there would be exacerbation to the punishment that he would get.
And he
would be responsible for the people that he harmed. In the same way that if you make a mistake on the road and end up crashing your car into someone and hurting them, well, you're responsible for it.
You know, this is a great point, because you look at what would happen if that did happen. Would the guy be able to get insurance afterwards? No. And would anybody else, if they didn't have a policy that said very plainly, you know, we have certain rules here. If you break these rules, you breach the contract, then, you know, you are in breach of contract. They would not get insurance for their buildings, for their businesses. Their rates would have to go up if they didn't have certain policies in place that said, look, we have standards of behavior in this place. You don't throw knives. You don't start fires. You don't do all this reckless behavior. You don't need the government to come up with spontaneously and organically created rules that people come up with themselves when they associate with each other. The government impedes these things from being created. It's the same thing with Newt Gingrich with this First Amendment thing. You know, this guy, and I tell you, with this decision from the FCC on Comcast, this could open it up because, and you know,
they've been down
the line.
You use the, you suggest it was the camel nosing under the tent, and it's already been happening in certain places. Obviously, the world of piracy has given them an excuse to enter into the world of regulation. Of course, the always overhanging specter of child pornography, that's another one that has gotten them involved and into regulating, and so this is yet another one of the multi-pronged camel's nose that is under the tent, and it is going to get worse.
Gotta watch out for those angry pirates too.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Brad, you've ended up with a publishing company. Paul, you've got a best-selling book. What were you guys doing a year ago?
Working a lot. I was working three jobs and very moderate, minimal labor kinds of things. And I know Brad was doing some of the same things.
I was digging ditches, putting in irrigation pipe. Woo!
And you guys were receiving some interesting phone calls from people that didn't have a clue what you were doing.
No, I, in fact, one time I know Brad was talking to a very influential guy with his up to his armpits in mud.
I think if he had any idea where I was when I took that phone call, I think he would have laughed.
And here's the beauty of what is happening inside the ordinariness of our lives. That something that we don't even have any idea about is transpiring, and look at what is going to happen here in the middle of just ordinary guys.
I get thrilled when God breathes on just little ordinary steps of obedience and makes something so much more out of it.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 6 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional, and often controversial look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. Also, you'll find out how you'll get a free webcam.
You know, if you're thinking about trying, you know, to have a meeting with someone over the phone, or you need to sort of show them something on your desktop, this is a great way to do it.
Awesome idea. Webex.com, 800-259-9231. All right, so barring your phone calls about what you want, we continue with the discussion here. Gardner, with a story about the government trying to stop people from talking bad about the economy, or at least certain people, right? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, over the weekend with all the things happening with this IndyMac lending institution out on the West Coast, and then Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, all these things that have been occurring due to a lot of the mortgage crises that were brought about because they had very low interest rates for so long with the central bank. The IndyMac meltdown is being blamed by conservative talk show hosts and some people in the media, like ABC talked about it over the weekend.
Rush Limbaugh, I think, talked about it his whole show today.
Yeah, it's all being blamed on Chuck Schumer releasing a letter to the public at the end of June. Chuck Schumer's on the Commerce Committee in the Senate, the Banking Committee in the Senate, and Schumer basically questions some of the fundamentals of this bank, the IndyMac Bank. Now, IndyMac was a created subsidiary of a particular institution that has some special ties with Chris Dodd, who's on the banking committee.
Okay.
So there's a whole sort of pattern of corruption and, you know, so on and so forth. Their parent company gave Chris Dodd $70,000 for his reelection campaign.
All right.
What about his presidential campaign?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long story, but essentially what's going on is when Schumer revealed this information, that bank was not on any list. They have a list of all the banks that the Securities and Exchange Commission has a list of the banks that seem risky. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that bank wasn't on there.
Someone pulled some strings.
I wonder if Chris Dodd could have been involved. Anyway.
Well, what happened with the bank, in case you don't know, was they, from what I understand, I haven't really done deep digging on this, but there was a run.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people came into this bank to try to get their money out.
$1.8 billion is a real run.
That's
huge.
A bunch of people came in to try to get their money out of this bank. They couldn't pay up to the depositors, and they crashed.
Exactly.
And now the feds have essentially nationalized this bank. Isn't that right?
That's exactly it. And essentially what they're doing is there are two things. We'll get back to Chuck Schumer and how that ties in with the Securities Exchange Commission trying to stop people from bad-mouthing or what they think is spreading false rumors about lending institutions. But we'll get to that in a second. So as far as the course of events goes, after Schumer's letter, as you said, a lot of people went to draw their money out. Now, most of those people were probably the big money people because the smaller money people – under $100,000, they believe, we're insured by the FDIC. So the big money guy's like, we're getting out. So people ought to recognize that the FDIC helps contribute to an even faster liquidation of the banks and an imbalance in their depository notes because people get their stuff out who are the big guys more quickly, and they have more of an incentive to get that information. But anyway, so what ends up happening is the conservatives are all saying that now that Chuck Schumer, the New York senator, is responsible for the collapse of this bank. When everybody knows they had a total imbalance of liquidity versus demands by depositors.
But he shouldn't have said anything. And most banks do.
Many banks do. Yeah.
Because
they got FDIC, insurance, and the Federal Reserve got rates so low around 2003, 2004.
They're just playing by the rules. I mean, the rules say that they can do this fractional reserve thing, which essentially says that for every dollar they take in, they can lend out 10.
Right.
And so it's easy for them to get into this position where they've lent out all this money that doesn't really exist in their vaults, and really, it's just a matter of chance whether or not people come in and call them on the carpet
right,
for this.
Exactly.
And so what they're saying is that because the Schumer character put out this notice that he's responsible because he was telling people what was really going on. He should have just kept his mouth shut, and then people wouldn't have gotten wise to the situation.
Right. That's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying.
I don't think they're wise to the situation because
spooked them, right? Went and they got their money.
Sure. Yes, they were spooked because
Schumer's letter, allegedly.
Well, that's what they say. That's what is going on, really, is they're setting this up. Because the people who are involved with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Banking Commission and all those agencies down there, whether they're in the Senate or the Congress or they're agencies created by Congress, they are not – they don't have the capacity to be able to control this now. They can't do this. All they can do is shift the cost to the taxpayers and try to push it down the line to make other people who weren't involved with all these misallocations and adjustable rate mortgages have to pay the fare for the people who screwed up and the banks that overlent. So what they're doing now is they're trying to basically come up with straw dogs. Oh, it's Chuck Schumer's fault. It's not the fault of the mechanism that has been created since Roosevelt's time of centralized banking, of all this nonsense. That's not the problem. It's Chuck Schumer. You see.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I concur. Absolutely. Yeah. It's our banking systems at fault. But when you're looking at the specific instance with IndyMac, I do think it was Chuck Schumer because he's pointing out problems with IndyMac as though there are individual problems with IndyMac that don't exist with other banks, and in fact, they exist with all banks.
That's an excellent point. Some people are saying, well, was Chuck Schumer doing this intentionally because he wants to make the economy even worse, make it worse for the Republicans,
Yes.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Chuck Schumer benefits because as a Democrat, Democrats are going to benefit with a bad economy prior to the election. So, yeah, absolutely. I would suspect him from that.
Right.
I don't know that that's true.
But that
true.
Said, he still didn't do anything inherently wrong, necessarily. While his message may not have been pure ideologically.
It's an abuse of his power because he is an elected official. If Chuck Schumer would be no damn buddy if he wasn't a senator from New York, okay? And because he's a senator from New York and people know that he has power and believe that he has insight, he does have insight. He has insight beyond theirs. They're going to listen to what he says. If a police officer says to jump out in front of a car, it carries more weight than if just somebody on the street tells you to jump out in front of a car. Do you understand?
I see what you're saying, but at the same time, just because his message wasn't ideologically pure doesn't mean that it was wrong of him to alert people to this situation, Mark.
That's well said. I had mixed feelings about it, Mark.
Chuck should have said, this whole banking system is a fraud and the whole deal is a mess and get your money out while you can. But he, for whatever political reasons, chose to do what he did. And should he be punished for doing that?
Well, that will bring us to the next
part.
That's
what he's talking about, is punishing people for coming out.
I don't know how you're going to punish a senator. Okay.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, they won't go after the senator. They're going to go after somebody, right?
This is what's going on. Coming up, I guess we'll get into it next segment if you want.
Yeah, we sure will.
Sure thing. The Securities and Exchange Commission is proposing that they are going to set up a watchdog agency to start watching people in the financial sector who start talking trash, i.e. spreading malicious rumors about the liquidity problems of other institutions.
We'll find out more about this here in moments and take your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, You have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a whole lot of our listeners, a couple thousand of them, and as a matter of fact, over 350,000 posts await you. Again, talk about fun stuff, serious issues, and more. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would like you to go and vote for the show. Take a moment. It's just less than a minute of your time, and it makes a big difference for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for Free Talk Live. All you need is an email address. That's the only requirement. It's important for us because the more votes we get, the more likely we'll be the number one show at Podcast Alley. And a lot of people find Free Talk Live because we're number one at Podcast Alley. Right now we're not. We're number two.
Yeah, you know, and we've been sort of closing the gap over the weekend.
That's good.
On those darn Potter kids. And it would be so easy for us to just get the 82 votes that we need.
It's all we need? Wow.
If the people that haven't voted right now would go ahead and go to their computer and take the less than a minute that it takes to vote, we would be on top. And, you know, that's the position we need to be in from a sales standpoint and need to be in from a promoting the show standpoint.
If the people that hadn't voted would go and vote, we'd have thousands of votes. All we need is, you know, 1 out of every 100 people to go and vote to actually win this thing. So that's why we need you to be that one, because you can't expect someone else to do it for you. And especially if you found the show through Podcast Alley, then really you should go and vote. That way you can help more people find the show. And it helps us with the advertisers as well. So really, one little vote from you makes a big difference for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. As we continue to discuss this banking situation, as I understood the story, there's this IndyMac Bank, which like so many banks, has lent out far more money than it actually has. That's what fractional reserve banking is. It's part of the rules of the system. They are absolutely allowed to do this. They can lend out like $10 for every $1 that they actually have sitting in the vault. And that puts them in kind of a precarious financial position. Somebody called them out. One particular
it's not that precarious because the FDIC out there is out there insuring. You know, depositors and therefore insuring the banks because
That at first blush that looks not precarious, but that causes the entire system to become more shaky and reckless.
Inspires
that doesn't actually major problems.
Not a savior for the bank, from what I understand, because I had my bank get shut down. Sometime earlier this year, it was one of those internet banks, NetBank, I think is what it was. They shut down, and that's when the FDIC steps in. So by that time, it doesn't do anything to save the bank. It just allegedly protects those people with accounts of less than $100,000. And, of course, where does that money come from? Well, they're going to probably have to print it out.
And I got
to
tell you,
it still affects people's buying decision in that they're not checking out, they're not vetting their banks properly because they know that they're not going to be responsible. They're not going to lose the money.
I actually wonder about that, Mark, because I wonder how many people who had accounts of more than $100,000, or rather less than $100,000, actually had an easy time getting their money back. Because when the bank got shut down that I was using, they sent out a letter that said that if your account has over $50,000 in it, then they were going to, you're going to have to contact the FDIC.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that, you know, you just get your money. There's some sort of bureaucratic process that you have to go through. And so I wonder what kind of things you have to prove to them, like where'd you get this money, all kinds of, who knows what their requirements are. I don't know, but it did not sound like it would be an easy process. You had to set up like a phone consultation, and then who knows what kind of documentation they would demand from you in order to release your insured money.
There are a couple things about the FDIC as well that are extremely troubling. First off, what I just heard ABC's reporting in that it's not even those people with $100,000. The FDIC officials are saying they're also going to help people over $100,000 get it back at least 50% of what they might have lost.
Hmm.
Now, what's interesting about this is the government has taken over, nationalized this bank, IndyMac, out on the West Coast. Now that they're going to nationalize this thing and take it over, what they're going to do is they say they're going to sell it to someone later. But that's only after the government has come in using your tax money and your neighbor's tax money to insure all of their deposits. So they're going to be pulling away all those liabilities that whoever buys it would normally have to pay. So what they're doing is they're doing what they did with Bear Stearns to allow Citicorp to buy Bear Stearns a couple months ago without all the liabilities hanging over it, the way the Federal Reserve went in.
So they're cleaning it up, basically, is what you're
saying. Yeah, they're cleaning it out for whoever's going to get it. And it's going to be somebody obviously connected with, you know, one of the politicians out there.
And in the meantime, the government's going to be running a bank.
Right, and the FDIC itself, if this happens in more banks around the country, the FDIC is never, ever, ever going to have enough money to cover all of the deposits.
Well, they can just print it.
Well, that's it.
They just print the money.
And they'll either print it or they charge banks a certain amount each year. Yeah, they'll increase it, which will then force everybody, even in the non-failing banks, to have to pay into the system.
Oh, everyone's going to have to pay for all
this. It's all socialization. That's exactly what's going on.
And the idea that a government now owns the bank is pretty scary stuff.
And it's a lot more simple than, like when Venezuela nationalized the oil companies. You know, they just went and took them. Whereas this way, the government looks like the savior.
Yes, exactly. And that's the... No, I'm so glad you brought that up, Mark, because I was talking about this.
I am a super genius.
I was thinking I was thinking about it on Friday because if you look at what happened in the Soviet system, they went in with jackbooted force. They clubbed people's heads in. They took lives, took private property. They nationalized things through force and violent revolution.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to a point in the United States where the financial sector is so taken over and so regulated, not by so-called force per se, visual force, but by the soft force that's supposedly there to help everybody. And it's incredible.
Soft fascism.
And they're putting these people on ABC News, that's the one where I was getting all my sound files. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad that I'll be able to get my money back. It's like, do you understand what's going on?
No, they don't.
It's
they have
incredible.
No idea what's going on. And you were going to tell us about the rest of the story, where they're now going to regulate speech.
yeah.
in some way
yeah,
because of all this.
Yeah, if anybody who's in the financial sectors and they want to criticize...
So like a financial advisor or
yeah,
something
financial
like
advisors, anything like that. This is the story. It's from Bloomberg News. David Shear writes, July 13th, nice day, Wall Street's biggest regulators are examining whether securities firms adequately police rumor mongering used to manipulate stocks after shares of Lehman Brothers Holdings and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac tumbled last week. Now, there is a paragraph, one sentence paragraph that is so loaded and so rife with nonsense and sophistry, I don't think I've seen something that bad in weeks. First, he says Wall Street's biggest regulators. How about the federal government's biggest regulators of Wall Street? How about that? How about the fascist arm of the federal government in the financial industry is examining whether securities firms adequately police rumor mongering? Now, their definition of rumor mongering is essentially, as this guy James Cox, a securities law professor, says, it's essentially these guys coming out and saying that somebody might not have enough holdings to cover their depositors. So if you're going and you're saying that, there are avenues. If you're doing something that's slanderous, you know, then you could be, you know, someone
lying,
could sue you
if
you're
lying
about somebody. But if this is true stuff, what they're doing here is they are trying to fire across the bow so that people will not be as vocal about the problems, systemic problems that have been created by central banking and federal spending and federal deposit insurance and all these things that they
shut
got
up
involved
or else,
with.
Right?
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to stifle criticism just prior to the election.
What could happen?
So
to some,
clear.
What could happen to an advisor or something like that that was talking about these?
Oh,
things?
I don't know. And you know, you talked about like fractional reserve banking. I personally, I know a lot of free marketeers don't like fractional reserve. I say if a bank wants to do, a private bank wants to do fractional reserve on its holdings, if it owns its own stock of gold, let them go ahead and do it. They'll suffer or they'll benefit.
You're not Meesian. You're Osbornian.
How could they? How could they do that? I never really understood that. If you don't have the gold to lend out, how can you possibly lend it out?
It would depend how transparent they were.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And do you want to easily update the look of your old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. See their banner as well at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I saw you were talking about the banks, and there was a Ron Paul movement called ThisJuneFifth.com, and what they wanted to do was have a 10-day national bank holiday where everyone withdraws all the money that they have in every bank account for 10 days as a protest of the current fractional reserve banking system. Did you hear about that?
Wow. I did. How'd that go for him?
I don't know, because I guess it didn't go too well because I didn't really hear anything.
The banks are still here.
Yep, they're still here, and all you did was trigger a suspicious activity report about your account. Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't participate because I have finances to take care of, but I wonder if the SEC is going to attempt to take down this website.
Well, I wouldn't
try it again. Oh, they're
going to try it again?
If they try it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, what was it, Paulson, Hank Paulson, he came out recently saying that it was illegal to melt down your coins, of course, because the metal content is worth more than the actual coin.
Good thing you mentioned that crap.
Yeah, you know, so not that it belongs to me because I earned it. It is, of course, a
apparently,
federal note.
Your money is not your money.
Yeah, it's not my money. So you can imagine that they could probably come up with some spurious thing about the banks. And, yeah, they'd probably do something like that.
Did you go and participate in this, just out of curiosity?
No, I couldn't because I have very little money and I have other expenses to take care of.
Right. Yeah.
You're right. But do you think that it would be worth it? Do you think it would even work if everyone did it, like a vast majority of Americans did it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see how you could ever get a vast majority of Americans to agree to do anything. I mean, you might be able to get a less than a percentage.
Besides, if you had a vast majority of Americans doing it, Ian, then you wouldn't need to do it because they'd probably voting to get rid of those idiots and change the system.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really seems like a drop in the bucket and more of just a symbolic gesture than anything else. Seems like
perhaps
a
warning.
It seems like a pain in the butt, too, because, I mean, if you've got a significant amount of money in your account, anything over $10,000, you withdraw $10,000 in cash, you've got a cash transaction report that's been filed on you. They could file a suspicious activity report on you as well. So it could actually, that particular protest could encourage a Treasury investigation into your accounts. And they could,
wouldn't
knows,
you have to withdraw
it.
Cash as opposed to a check? Like, I
right.
suppose you could get a cashier's check, but your money hasn't actually been withdrawn until that cashier's check gets deposited elsewhere.
Yeah.
So the idea is to
pull
go,
it out of the
yeah,
banks.
You actually have to get the
else.
Money out, so therefore you're taking a cash withdrawal. And
so you're walking out of the bank with 20
right.
grand in cash.
Yeah, I certainly want to send my wife to the bank with that, you know, for that job.
Yeah. I don't know. Theoretically, it'd be interesting if you had a bunch of freedom-minded people target one particular bank. If it wasn't diffused, if it was targeted at one particular bank. You could probably. It depends on the size of the bank and. You know, you sort of feel bad.
I don't know.
For some
it,
of these
it
bankers,
seems like yeah. Well,
know.
It seems like causing unnecessary trouble. I mean, because like you say, many of these bankers, they're just people that are looking for work, and you know, they believe that the system, they don't know the system is as corrupted and as bad as it.
They don't.
It
they
is.
They don't even understand fractional. Many of them, the tellers and that kind of thing, just simply don't understand fractional reserve
right.
banking. And my wife was a bank manager, and she doesn't. I talked to her about these issues. She doesn't have any idea.
Yeah. So if you go in and you were to target that one particular bank and actually have some success to the point where you crashed the bank, you know, created a bank run to the point where they couldn't, you know, they couldn't file, you know, they couldn't fulfill the deposits or the withdrawals rather.
And
then
you know,
then you've hurt those other people that had those accounts, and you've really you've inconvenienced
yeah.
a lot of people.
And you think about it, Ian, if you've got some pretty heavy hitting free marketeers with a lot of money in their banks, and they pull this all out. That's a hit for them because they can't do anything with that money. They would have to set up. I suppose you could set up some sort of paradigm, something that they could be doing with it while it was taken out of any sort of a system. But for them, that's a hit for them financially, which would be hurting the freedom movement in general.
Yeah, when I heard the idea, it was certainly not too exciting to me. Any other thoughts tonight for us, Alex?
Well, yeah, my mother was a branch manager, and I was talking to her about the fractional reserve banking. She had no idea what it was either.
There you go. Exactly. I mean, how high up do you have to be to get that? You'd have to be pretty high up if the branch manager doesn't understand it.
And she was working, and there was a bank run, actually, like a number of years ago, like 20 years ago. And what they had to do is they had to run to the ATM machine down the street that the bank owned and withdraw money, cash from the ATM machine and bring it back to the bank. So
they didn't just use a key and take all the cash out?
They had to go to an ATM machine down the street, open it up, take all the cash out, run back to the bank, and then give the money to the depositors.
Interesting.
I'm glad you brought that up. It obviously wasn't a big enough run to really make too much of a problem, but I can see how that would scare you a little bit.
Thank you, Alex, for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. I appreciate bringing up that issue. Let's continue with Dan.
Well, I was just going to say, even in a free market, there's still going to be runs on banks. Banks, you know, and banks are going to have problems. Banks, even if they only lent out exactly the amount of dollars that they had in, likely they wouldn't have it on stock if the right amount of people came. They're going to want to diversify. They're going to have a certain amount of funds in more safe places. So,
but for that, you could have real insurance. You could have real market-based protection instead of this one monopolist in the form of the FDIC.
Yeah.
You could actually have real insurers offering real insurance policies against that.
And that's also why you could have fractional reserve banking in a private banking system, because there would be organically there would be things that would be created to support either banks that did do fractional reserve on certain policies and at a certain fraction, and they could get along doing that, then certain people might insure them and say, you know, you guys really lend out really well. You've never had any problems. So, yeah, if you want to exceed a little bit over what you have in your stocks, then, you know, we'll insure you for that. There are a lot of different types of systems, but when the government gets in there and provides this insurance for these guys and they allow for fractional reserve, it is just a recipe for destruction.
Let's continue with Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hey, thanks, Ian. This is the guy up at the Secrets movie thing that we talked about
yes,
a while
Dan.
Back.
Go ahead. What you calling about tonight?
Anyway, a couple of things. I was down in D.C. over the weekend. And
for the Ron Paul thing.
March.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys had any questions about that or not. But
well, tell us about your experience. I mean, we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, none of us went, so we just, you know, we've seen the videos and the pictures, but that's about it.
Well, I was down there, and this was the first time I'd been involved in anything, and I kept saying to myself, you know, what is it? What does it say about us that we're out here in the midday D.C. sun, you know, on a hot, humid day, you know, standing out around in not enough shade and watching all this? But I was pretty impressed that there were as many people as there were, and, you know, they were all well-behaved, and there was one guy, they took a sign away because it said, you know, F-bomb the government. And anyway.
You can't have that?
Who took it away?
Yeah.
The cops, they came rushing in on him with about three Harley Davidsons and
a
couple of guys on bicycles and all that. They had tried to talk to him earlier. I had actually talked to a cop afterward, and I asked him if, you know, what was that all about? And he said, oh, somebody was trying to do the F-bomb. And, you know, I asked, did they get complaints? Because it could have even been complaints from within the crowd. There were children there. And anyway,
Because kids will never hear the F-bomb in their entire life if we just sanitize
the
next stuff.
Well, exactly. It's kind of crazy, but...
I guess that's the irony of trying to publicly...
On to fractional reserve banking.
All righty.
It occurs to me that it's a huge boon for someone, all right? So you can lend out 10 times as much money as you have.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you can create economic activity from nothing. Basically.
That's correct.
And why do you need to do that? Is it because you want to grow the economy that much, or is it because you have a government that sucks down so many resources that there has to be some kind of something from nothing in order to even
maintain? Well, it's based on the fiat system, but the reason why is because, well, if you can lend out 10 times as much as you have, then that's 10 times the loans you've got out, 10 times the chance you're going to get people paying back those loans at interest. So not only are you creating the money from thin air, you're also getting interest paid on the money that you've created from thin air.
Well,
so
hold me over, will you, please? I got more to say.
Well, I don't know.
We've got other calls.
We've got other calls. I'm sorry, Dan, but thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hemp U.S.